Governor Cuomo recommends closing what he called two of the least efficient prison facilities in the state. One is Bayview in Manhattan. The other is the Beacon Correctional Facility in Dutchess County, the state's only minimum security prison for women. Last month, during his proposed 2013-2014 budget address, Cuomo mentioned that Beacon has a 53% vacancy rate.
$69,000 per year we're paying to keep an inmate there compared to $34,000.
Sophia Elijah is the executive director of the Correctional Association of New York, an independent nonprofit organization. And while she does support downsizing in general, she questions whether closing Beacon Correctional is a wise decision, as she says the Beacon inmates have certain programs that might not be available to them when they are transferred to higher security prisons. Programs, she says, that prepare them for successful reentry into society and reduce recidivism.
So one of the things that we've called for is whatever opportunities existed at Beacon that would be lost will be replicated in other facilities so that women will still have the ability to participate in a work crew, earn merit time, and early release from prison.
She explains that Beacon Correctional is the only women's facility with a work crew program, through which women clean up parks or pick up trash along highways, for example. As to whether a work crew program would be replicated at other facilities, a State Division of Budget spokesman says that every Department of Corrections and Community Supervision facility has programs to help the incarcerated redirect their lives to become productive, law-abiding members of society. However, he could not speak specifically to whether the work crew program would be replicated, given the early stages of the budget process. He added, though, that programs available to inmates in general include educational and vocational training, and it's these types of programs, says the Correctional Association's Elijah, that are important.
Well, more educational programs and vocational programs that are relevant to the real-life work experiences that people would be experiencing when they are released would be very helpful. The opportunities to have higher educational pursuits would make a big difference. There's a very strong correlation between successful reentry and the opportunity to achieve higher education while incarcerated.
The Division of Budget spokesman says the women would be transferred to two of the state's medium security prisons for women, Albion Correctional Facility and Taconic Correctional Facility. Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district includes Beacon, says he plans to fight the proposed closure of the Beacon Correctional Facility.
I just think that we're going about this the wrong way. We actually have a pretty good program that helps rehabilitate people, and to put them in reverse, to send them to a place that is harder, that they are not prepared for, it just seems inhuman to me.
He says he is not convinced the state will realize the savings they claim. He is also concerned about the economic impact on the city. And he says there are currently no plans for reuse of the building, which is also a concern for State Assemblyman Frank Skartatos, a Democrat whose district also includes Beacon. He, too, says he's concerned about any negative economic impact the prison's closure would have on the city. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.